Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
They just kept it simple. They went back to, Josh, what are the 30 plays you like? We're going to stick to those plays. They didn't go to the Cheesecake Factory for the menu. They went to the fine dining place, and they said, here are the six things we're going to do and do them well.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, presented by Connors and Ferris. Today's podcast, a happy one. Mike Catalana, Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Over 27,000. Woo!
Next stop, a billion.
Next stop, a billion.
And anywhere you happen to listen to your podcast.
Yes, Apple.
iHeart, Stitcher.
Okay.
That's a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one.
If you're on Sketcher, let us know.
Bills win 32-6. The offense gets going. Josh Allen has fun. Joe Brady takes over. Mike, what do you make of tonight?
Well, Josh Allen looked like Josh Allen. It was not the Josh Allen experience. He wasn't leaping over people.
Correct.
He wasn't making crazy, crazy plays. He was, dare we say, efficient. The one, I hated the halftime Hail Mary pass.
Same, especially for a guy that had the over rushing yards. He had so many rushers.
Josh wasn't listening to you.
Yeah.
But I thought they played smart, and especially with who they were playing against. But then when they got that lead, I think they felt comfortable opening it up a little bit, and Allen was really good.
Are they a running team?
You roasted us earlier this week when we talked about taking some of that off of Josh's shoulders and doing something in the run game to help alleviate some of that stress.
It's just gross.
Okay, time out here a second. I started it this way because we have multiple things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Josh. They are not a running team, Dan, but they use the run game, especially in the first half, to get a lead on the Jets. Right? They played conservatively, which I think was the smart play.
Yes.
Then they got the lead,
and then
they opened it up.
I think the running game was like the body shots in a boxing match.
So
like
you're thinking it was effective?
Yes, it was, against this type of a defense that they've struggled with in the past. This was, and that's why I thought in the second half things opened up, because I thought you started to, and this has worked, and I'm not against running the ball if it's effective. They were effective at it tonight.
Oh, you like it when it's good.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Wow.
Breaking news. Yeah.
Damn it. what a novel concept.
I thought, especially once they got leaned on them early in the first half, it paid dividends in the second half, because I think that opened up the pass lane, because they were able to run the ball effectively as well. Because in the beginning, I thought Josh Allen was game manager-esque early on.
He was.
It was just everything was very safe. Stephon Diggs with a couple of rare drops. You guys were right. It helped, I think, settle him down. I think some designed runs also helped.
Can you repeat that?
Just one more time.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I forgot what I said.
Did you say it?
You guys were... Man.
I'm committed, so you better say it.
We're going to be here a while. You're right.
Okay. Okay, and yes, that was great. I will say, like, what we talked about with Josh Allen today, he just had, even before the touchdowns, you just felt that different energy from him, even in warm-ups before. He wasn't as, he wasn't screaming at guys, but at the same point, him and Stephon Diggs chatting with one another, he went up to all the guys, especially dapping up Joe Brady. Obviously a huge game for him. You can only make a first impression once.
Yeah.
And Joe Brady, to see, and we heard Sean McDermott say earlier in the week, energy, energy, energy. I thought today you saw that from Josh Allen, and I think today Joe Brady, I don't know, I don't want to say he made a statement, but at the same point, it just looked so much better.
Yeah, it did, and we talked about it during the week. How did Joe Brady start his news conference? Basically just saying, Josh is the greatest quarterback. I love Josh Allen.
All day.
And I think Josh Allen needed that. I think he needed that. And what did Sean McDermott say in the post game? I saw leadership.
They posted like a thirst trap of Josh on, on their Instagram page.
Well, it was, but you know, I think when he says, I saw leadership from the coordinator.
I agree.
Yes.
That is as close as Sean has been. I mean, look, you fired the guy.
To complimenting somebody.
No, but I'm talking about being critical of the guy he fired. Because what he's saying about Brady is what he did not see in Dorsey. And look, you fired him, so obviously they weren't happy. But I think when they say leadership, I think it's all around coaching. Dan, you talked about calling a game, not just plays. I think coaching a quarterback and an offense is not just about the X's and O's. It is about dealing with people. We've talked about relationships.
Yeah.
And look, it's early in this part of their relationship, but it seems like Brady and Allen have a little more of a vibe that way than maybe he did with Dorsey.
I think it was a reset. I think this was a game where you kind of tore the walls down. Sean called it a new beginning. Spencer Brown called it a rebirth. Mitch Morse wouldn't go as that far earlier this week, but it did kind of feel like they simplified things. Mitch did say, hey, short week. We talked about the pod. I didn't think there was a worse team that you could be facing on a short week than a team that is a really, really good Jets defense that has dominated Josh Allen or been really tough on Josh Allen of recent memory. And to go in there and just be methodical. They ran a couple plays. I think it was the same exact play back-to-back. It started with Stephon Diggs' drop. I think they ran the same play, the second play of the game. They ran the motion. There was pre-snap motion. There was under center. There was play action. All of that was so beautiful. They ran that swing pass that Ty Johnson scored for the touchdown. They ran that play three times, twice to James Cook, once to Ty Johnson. They just kept it simple. They went back to Josh. What are the 30 plays you like? We're going to stick to those plays. They didn't go to the Cheesecake Factory for the menu. They went to the fine dining place, and they said, here are the six things we're going to do and do them well.
I think you talked about that relationship that Josh has with Joe Brady.
Right.
And I feel like maybe him being younger, him being more relatable, him being, dare I say, a little bit more, you know, just has a swag about him. And I think not to say that Ken Dorsey is not, he's been talked about in very high regards, family man, all of these things, but I just feel like Joe Brady today was able to go to Josh Allen and say, hey, what can we do to help you? What can we run? And the team did that. And Josh was the Josh of old that we have seen. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't seven touchdowns, all this stuff. But to see the energy and the celebration after and just that video that I got on Twitter of him just screaming, let's go. We had missed that.
He was the golden retriever again. He was running all over the field, especially after the touchdown to Khalil Shakir, where he ran pretty much 81 yards and was pretty much headbutting Shakir in the end zone. He was so excited. The next series, it's a handoff to James Cook, and Cook reverses field. And Josh is running down the field, too, looking to lay a block. It was like, Josh is back. Josh is feeling himself again.
I was going to post that to Twitter.
That was like, eat.
It, don't make that block.
No, he didn't, but he was running out there.
But it was that sense. And he talked about it after the game. That, you know, we said there's energy, there was fun, all these things. And for the longest time, we've heard about this low positive and Josh being this mellow guy. And he said, you want to know what? Right or wrong, the team feeds off the energy of the quarterback.
Yeah.
Damn right, Josh.
Well, did he just figure this out? Like it has always been the case.
This is what has worked for the last 2.5 years, and it's been beeping awesome. Like when he's led this team. So the fact that he got back to it, I think that was another sign that I like to see of getting back to who they were.
I agree. Dan is right.
Dan, yeah.
Of course he's agreeing
with
us.
Well, we said already that. Stuff, yeah. Let's talk about some of the touchdowns, though. Ty Johnson.
Yeah.
The lights went out. Do we need to check the camera? It looks fine, actually, I think.
Keep going.
But Ty Johnson, first of all, wide open on that touchdown. But getting against – he used to play for the Jets. Josh was the first one in his face after the touchdown, screaming, yelling at him, pumping him up. I just thought – I mean, when he was on the sidelines before the game started, I was like, damn, it looks like he's going to play. Like, I was kind of like, huh. And then seeing him out there, I think he had a nice game. And then Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
Talk about yak.
Well, that play was phenomenal. First of all, Josh threw, as they say, a seed, a laser, whatever you want to say. He put it on the money. The defender's coming over. The ball beats it there. And then he ran after the catch.
A novel concept.
For a Bills player. And he said he felt like he was slow.
Yeah.
I'll put it to you this way. He was fast enough because he ends up in the end zone. Both he and Ty Johnson on those plays. You know how big it is to go the distance to get in the end zone against this Jets team? I don't think you want to be first and goal at the 9-yard line against the Jets, the way they play. But they took it to the end zone. You need that. You need players. I thought that a couple of times today when they actually made people miss.
Dalton Kincaid in the open field.
Yeah.
Catching, turning, being shifty in the middle of the field. It just it felt explosive. It felt methodical. It felt all of those things that were what has been
well executed and coordinated.
Oh, coordinated.
Dan, the 4th-and-2 play. First of all, he was under center.
Lord.
You know, we had somebody trying to tell us that under center. No. Under center works, especially in short yardage, especially when you send a guy in motion. And that motion is active motion. He's gonna fake the handoff. It was to Shakir.
Yep.
And then he turns wide open, first down, go down the field.
I guarantee, as we record this on Sunday night, I guarantee Dan Orlovsky, if he hasn't done a breakdown already on Twitter about this place, because he ripped their 4th-and-2 call last week, this one.
Did under he not say, what did he say?
He wanted...
under center.
No, but did he not say, for the love of God, what was the phrase?
Oh, yeah. Lord, have mercy on your
soul.
Lord, have mercy on your soul.
That 4th-and-2 play had under center, pre-snap motion, and a play action.
I didn't think I was watching the Bills.
In this economy.
Yes. Unbelievable.
32 points.
It was great. So, again, I thought some of those things, and again, simplifying it a little bit, I thought got this team back to the basics.
Simplify, and then you build off of that.
Yes.
Correct.
Because as we stood right here and talked about that game against Tampa, when it was Ken Dorsey and they changed things up, you put some stuff out there on tape. You have to be able to counter. It's good to do that. But now teams see you a little bit differently than they did the week before. So good coordinators, good teams,
adapt.
Figure out a way to adapt during the game.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the key thing going forward.
I thought I was impressed, though. I thought from what we saw today, there was a lot of positives to move off of. And I think the biggest thing, too, is just, Dan, the confidence of this team. And that cannot be understated.
Nope.
We've heard for years Micah Hyde say, confidence is a hell of a drug, all of these things. But just to see the team feel like themselves, this Bills team that we thought they could be coming into the year.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun, and all of them said it.
How about Deion? Deion was all over the place.
Pancaking
Oscar
people.
Award winning.
Well, he pulled on that play, flying out to the defensive lineman, takes him down, throws him down, and then
somersaults.
Seriously, if this was the NBA now, they have a new rule about flopping. Yeah. Deion would get a penalty for flopping.
And then he just took his time, then hopped up. And celebrated.
Got a penalty.
Yes.
Then he got another penalty on the same drive. But he was extremely active on the offensive
These
line.
Two teams hate.
They do.
Hate
and by the,
each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit. I know you got
we'll
some
get,
more stuff.
I was going to say, well, my gloves are not allowing me to.
Can I talk about the field goals? And I think some people, especially on Twitter,
in the first half,
were very upset, wondering why they weren't going for it. The punt on from the Jets' 38-yard line. The Jets are a team without a quarterback. The only way the Bills could have lost this game was to give the Jets short fields. This was a game where field goals and punts were going to win. I know that there are people that hate how conservative Sean McDermott is, and they believe he should be fired because if he's overly conservative. One, I'll tell you, he's not when you look at all the analytics.
He's not.
Second of all, you couldn't give the Jets any momentum. I know you had them buried. You know, you were already driving, and they probably weren't going to drive far anyway. But when it's 6-0, you're a Breece Hall breaking one play, and all of a sudden you're losing. So when it's 6-0, you make it 9-0. From there on, you go, and that's what it was. But I thought it was a no-brainer to kick the field goal when you're up 6-0, driving again. The only thing that could hurt you were turnovers and giving the Jets short field.
And once they got to a 2-score lead.
They went for it.
They opened up things a little bit. Mm-hmm. I thought McDermott.
So lay off McDermott on this one.
Look, he deserves a lot of credit for a lot of things that people want to get on the head coach about. I thought he coached an outstanding game. They attacked defensively. I thought they were conservative at the right point. They opened it up in the second half. They allowed Allen to do a lot of those things. But I thought he called – yeah, I had no problem at all with the way they called
Who
that.
Your opponent is
matters
in the context of the game.
Well, I quote tweeted what you said because my thing was like, yeah, I didn't love the call. And then you think about it and it's like, they just need the points. They just need the points because they would be able to bury them with field goals. And then, like you said, once things opened up, they changed their approach.
And they went for it.
On
the fourth down and got the first
when
down.
You play
Philly, adapting.
When you play Dallas, when you play Philly, when you play Kansas City, you're going to need to be more aggressive.
Yeah. Touchdowns
But Zach Wilson was never going to drive this team down. This is what opposing teams did against the Bills for a decade. They would come in here, play uber conservative, score 20 points, and get out of there.
That's not true. They did it for 2 decades. And I was here for all of that mess. Please. Yeah, it was bad.
The butt fumble, we now have the trip.
That's exactly where I was going. So Zach Wilson running out on the field, imaginary falls, trips on something. He falls, and I look up, and I'm like, did he just fall over nothing?
Yep.
Like, I needed confirmation on the sidelines from other people, because I was like, that is unbelievable.
And the network did him dirty.
They did. So I didn't see any video of it originally, and I'm like, I know I didn't make this up, but people are going to want proof. And so I was like, dang, I hope that they...
You don't make stuff up.
That's funny.
That's good. That's good.
But the video of it is unreal.
Mike and I were sitting there. I go, that is when the networks say, screw you. You are such
seeing
a laughing stock that they air it. Because anybody else airs it, Josh.
It's they wouldn't highlight it. They wouldn't be.
It was just it'd rubbing salt
aside.
In the wound.
Well, they finally benched him. And
what
this
about
is Rob
Saleh? Just
yeah.
I saw a good thing that was like, oh, it's fitting that Zach Wilson takes down Robert Saleh with him.
Oh, and by the way, if I'm not mistaken, Aaron Rodgers couldn't make it to Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not a primetime game. It was only
a
4:30 game. Yeah.
He
did
he couldn't
have
be on the sidelines.
Talking about coming back in December. Look, unless something changes, they have the Dolphins coming up on Friday. Mm-hmm. I know we're not here to talk about the Jets, but they're going to be in a lot of trouble. So maybe his miraculous comeback will have to wait till next year. I don't know. We'll see.
Defensively,
loved it.
Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All around the football. That's what he's been known for. Smart player, adapted, and he played tough. And he is not afraid to get it close to a defender. And he ended up coming out great coverage. Got two picks. Got the one late. Picked up a fumble. I mean, look.
Cheats
they need
Uno.
Somebody. Yeah. They
Excuse
need
me?
Somebody.
He cheats at Uno.
That's what Micah said, right?
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So not cheating, you're not trying.
That's it. He's winning in Uno. And
at Uno.
He might that's defensive player of the week stuff, right?
Yeah. I
Two
think
interceptions
he,
and a fumble
I think
recovery?
He leads the Bills in interceptions.
He might.
He
Does
might.
Anybody else have more than two?
Maybe Terrell Bernard.
Yeah, he might. Jordan Poyer lost one in this one. Now, the downside is Dane Jackson goes out. Obviously, the big one, Taron Johnson, with the concussion.
And then
Taylor
scary.
Rapp.
And Taylor Rapp.
Scary, scary.
Good news is the guys were all saying Taylor's home.
Yes.
And he was moving.
He never went
things.
To the hospital. He went right to the locker
I'm
room.
I'm just sick of seeing
the ambulance
on the field. It's too many times.
It's awful.
Yeah.
And the whole team around. It's just, yes.
Yeah. But the good news is it looked very positive, which
in terms of what we expected, be at home with your family when we thought he would go to the hospital is a very good sign.
I love the way this defense played. Again, I still think they can be a top 10 defense, even though they're held together by tinfoil and bubblegum. This is, again, another sign of two things can be true at the same time. The Jets defense, the Jets offense stinks. The Bills defense was also very, very good.
Sean McDermott took a very active game plan defensively and buried the Jets.
Loved it.
Yes.
They attacked him. That's what you do. They're a bad offense. Put them out of their misery right away.
Leonard
Floyd,
2.5 sacks. He's up to 9.5 for the season. Unreal signing there. Terrell Bernard getting after it. I just love the way that this defense played.
And
aggressive.
Shaq
and
Lawson and then
the
Ed Oliver.
Who else looked pretty good today? I thought, and you thought too. Tyrell Dotson made some plays.
He did. Yes. You said he was doing his best Matt Milano impression.
He was flying all over the place.
Yeah.
He had one celebration. And one
he
of the guys,
is not afraid to celebrate.
No,
yes.
But think about it.
Most
cases, he wouldn't be on the field.
Yeah,
so he's
I
making plays. That's pretty
Reggie
good.
Reggie Gilliam might take a spot. He needs to perform. Otherwise, Reggie Gilliam's going to keep pile driving people into the field.
No kidding.
It's pretty funny.
Unbelievable.
I thought for overall, it really was a – The term bounce back, I think, sometimes bothers people. But I think for this team, it just looked like they wanted to be out here.
Yeah.
And I feel like in weeks past, it just hasn't been that.
Jenna, 6 weeks, 4 losses, a disaster in the making against the Giants, and a nearly a loss on a Hail Mary to Tampa. They needed this maybe as much
so
as
bad.
Any regular season win
over
the last few years. They needed this game. They had to get themselves over 500. You lose this game, I mean, they didn't, and when it was never even in doubt, really, but they desperately needed a win, and it's nice to see 32-6.
Again, the Jets stink, and I know some people wanting, you know, to bury this team and all this stuff. It ended up being that. But in the first half, you're kind of, you always had the Jets at an arm's length, and I tweeted that this, right now, for the Bills for the rest of the season, it is like the NCAA tournament. They're a basketball team. I don't care about style points anymore.
Right.
This is who they are. And again, Joe Brady didn't make a ton of schematic changes and all of a sudden revamp the playbook. He kept it simple. That's where they are at this point in the season. You're not going to be able to change too many things. But what you can do is be smart, not turn the ball over, get back to doing the fundamental stuff. It's just survive in advance. It's just stacking up wins. I didn't care, honestly, if the Bills won 13-10 or what I joked around about in the show, 8-5.
Yeah.
Win and move on. They needed this win in the worst possible way. It was a bonus that they looked as dominant as they did.
One quick thing I wanted to mention when we were talking about the offense before we get things wrapped up. When we were talking about the offense, no Stephon Diggs really again in this one, though. Sean McDermott made a point right away.
Oh, yeah. Him and
that
Gabe.
Diggs was all in on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing from Gabe. Again, I know the offense went a different way. Khalil Shakir making plays.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the backs and all, but you survive in these games, especially with Diggs. This is two games in a row. They're going to need to get him going again, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's Stephon Diggs. He's your best performer. Great that other guys stepped up. That's against the Jets. But you mentioned when you got the Eagles, you got the Cowboys, you got the Chiefs coming up.
Yep.
They're going to need Diggs to be a guy. And I don't think there's anything particularly wrong. A couple balls going off his hands in this one.
Yep.
I don't know about Gabe at all. Another miscommunication on a pass. I think there was a penalty on that one, but he's been non-existent in the passing game.
Second game, two of the last three games, no receptions.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's becoming the fourth, fifth option for Josh Allen.
If you throw James Cook in there.
Yeah.
Right. It's just what it's been, so.
The Diggs thing, Sean McDermott pointing out that he appreciates him and the leader that he is and the fact that he is willing to be a guy that like runs routes and is perfect for a decoy for the other guys. And after the game, I know if a lot of people were – I had some friends texting me, Diggs was out there smiling.
Yeah,
he was walking off the field
happy.
He's not
smiling at Sauce Gardner. I don't think he likes that guy at all.
I don't blame him.
I don't think there's any mutual respect.
Yeah.
I think he thinks he's the – you know, being like the young punk.
I agree.
And then he gets tossed down to the ground. At least he didn't get a penalty on that, that Diggs didn't. But, yeah, he's not a fan of the Jets, not a fan of Sauce.
Two teams in the NFL, their defenses have not allowed 30-plus points in any game this season. Who are they?
Well,
the
I'm
going to
say one of them's Buffalo. And it was the Jets, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Jets.
Hmm. Interesting.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, interesting.
Oh,
yeah, all these teams mixed together now.
So for the defense, that's so much the problem, according to analytics.
Wow, you're getting a shot.
You go right for the bow. It's unbelievable.
Okay, so where are they now? They're 6-5.
Oh,
this
God,
was big.
This is a tough question.
To get back into it, but it really is a stretch they have coming up here.
Correct.
But the conference is weird right now. Mm-hmm. Would have been nice for the Bills to see the Dolphins lose that game. The Raiders hung in there for a while, and they come right back with the Jets on Friday. Maybe the Jets will play. Maybe play this Boyle kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something different. Maybe that'll help them.
Well,
Zach Wilson's not going to.
And now with Joe Burrow's injury.
Yep.
I know the Browns. They won today, but with Deshaun being out as well,
yep.
things just look a lot different.
It does.
Mark
you
Andrews being out for the
Steelers
Ravens.
Also, like we talked about, the AFC North is going to beat each other up.
They
Kenny,
have.
Talk about a bad looking offense. I mean, we just saw the Jets play. Steelers offense stinks.
Yeah.
But they hang around.
But they had six wins. So, I mean,
it's
all bundled up.
What are they,
6-4
now?
And Houston won again. So, I mean, you know, it's something to see. We'll see what happens next week in Philly.
But confidence. Confidence, energy, fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's going to be something.
Fun.
Fun. It matters.
Sean McDermott going home.
Yes, back to Philly.
I mean, he lives.
He probably also finally left his office after this week, too.
Yes. He grew up maybe 10, 15 minutes from the stadium. Yeah.
Wow.
He's home. It's home for him.
This is home?
Yeah.
Do you get that?
I got it.
Okay. All right. Please be sure to comment in what you think of today's game.
We own these. Look at this. This is, yes. We have our indoor studio.
Everywhere you look belongs.
You got to see our indoor studio. This yes. is our outdoor studio. Just for us.
Also, I was on the field today. It was nice. It was really nice out. It was a little chilly, but it was clear. It was nice.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, the shoes.
Okay. The shoes.
I've worn these shoes twice. I wore them the Miami game. I've worn them this game.
People are going to beg you.
Yeah, hey, I'm doing everything I can for the team, right?
He'll be in Philly. He'll be wearing them in Philly.
Team player.
You're right? Not going to wear them on a field. Yeah.
I'll bring them to Philly.
Yes.
Well, if you don't wear them.
I'm not wearing these on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, you going to buy me a pair of Jordans?
Lose, that's fair.
If the Bills lose, it's on Dan.
All Dan. It's, like it's when, all
it's
your
like
fault.
When Rex got rid of the lap band. He's like, anything for the team.
Eat as many chicken wings as possible.
Because they said our team was better when I was fat, so anything for the team.
That man is unbelievable. All right, yes, comment in what you thought of today's game, Joe
Hats
Brady,
if
all
made
that
it this
stuff.
Far to talk
yeah,
about shoes.
Yeah, all that
and by
stuff.
By the way, happy Thanksgiving to all of our viewers.
Oh, yeah, happy
Let
Thanksgiving.
Let us be the first. Let us wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Well, why not? It's coming up on Thursday.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Well, you'll be off.
I'm going to eat so much food. I cannot
wait. Jen, I made you proud today. There are several plates.
Yeah,
I was
good,
snacking.
Good. I'm
yeah.
happy.
I was snacking.
It's hard not to snack in the press box.
Not a great dinner, but the stuff before was good.
I'm very hungry.
I'm cold. All
right. Okay.
All right.
You made fun of me last week. You're like, you're hungry? It's like, yeah, I was starving.
Yeah, because I was eating the whole game. I forgot what happens down here.
All right.
Mike, Dan, Jenna, thanks. Appreciate it. Buffalo Plus Podcast presented by Connors and Ferris. Thanks. Bye.